Wednesday, January 21, 1987, Dr. Glenn Miller.
Glory to you, Lord of the universe, who has called into being worlds innumerable, and who has been pleased to call into being us, created this earth with so many blessings and so many good things, a veritable garden of pleasures for us. Hail to you, King of the universe, who for our salvation have worked throughout our history, calling forth our father Abraham, to go to a strange land with your promise, calling forth our ancestors from Egypt and giving them a holy law. Hail to you, King of the universe, who being so deeply concerned for us that you sent unto us prophets and wise men to teach us the truth about who we should be and how we should live. Hail to you, Lord of the universe, who in these latter days have sent to us your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and have given us peace and salvation through him. Hail to you, Lord of the universe, who have sent to us your Holy Spirit to fill us in every way and every wise with gladness and happiness, with perseverance and with strength. Hail, King of the universe, come and bless us, everyone. Amen.
New Testament reading is from Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 1 to 13. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who has sinned against us, and lead us not into temptation.'" Then he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.' Then the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's persistence, he will get up and give him so much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?"
Open your hearts and your minds as we go to God in prayer. Eternal God, maker of all opportunities which stand before us, send your peace on earth, and by your grace, put down the pride, greed, and anger that turn family member against family member, stranger against stranger, and nation against nation. Disperse the pride of nations which inflict pain and affliction upon those who exist in their own private nightmares of bondage. Transform the consuming greed for power and money into hands which reach out to give, not to take. Lead those with angry hearts to clear, cool waters, which will fill them with understanding and compassion and soothe their struggling souls. Speed the day when wars are brought to an end and all people call you God, both holy and merciful, a God awaiting our confession of sin, an affirmation of servanthood to the divine mission. Gracious Lord, giver of all second chances, forgive us when the confessions of others so often cry out to deaf ears. Remove from us and everyone both hate and prejudice, that your children may be reconciled with those whom they fear, resent, or threaten, and thereafter live in peace. Make us more accepting of those who are different from us, and prayerful that they are able to see our manifestations of your love. Cast out the fear of violence, the frustration and pain of oppression, our lack of sensitivity to the needs of others, and our denial that the world is our home and our responsibility. Help us to care and to sacrifice when our God and our Lord's people need us. Teach us not to be afraid of our never-ending ministry, but to rejoice in the trust and hope that has been placed upon each one of our lives. We stand as individuals responsible for the social injustices of this community, of our nation, and of our world. May we never forget that God has instilled within us a great power, the power of love, a power which can bring to its knees all wrongs that are committed. We are our own, all children of a living, active, and reconciling God. Lord, we accept our place in your world and seek to be your people in ending all that is evil and that which separates us from your love and your guidance. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in our life, we stand before you, mighty God, as agents of the kingdom. We strive to continue the evolution of your commonwealth here on earth, and we ask now for your guiding leadership and presence in our lives. Yet, Lord, we know that there is a great sinfulness in who we are, and our shortcomings and offenses against you are many. You alone know how often we have sinned in wandering from your way, in wasting our gifts, in forgetting and forsaking your love, and in not allowing the work of your kingdom to be transmitted through our daily lives. O God, look upon us who are ashamed and sorry for all we have done to displease you, and forgive our sin. Ask now the God of all who stand open and ready for redeeming love and expensive grace to bring a healing peace to our troubled world. Pray now for the demise of social injustices, for all places in which they may exist and hold God's children within their evil grasps. Now, give to God your earnest hope and prayer that the kingdom, as the Lord would have it, may flow from your beings as ministers, members of earthly families, and childlike disciples of Jesus Christ. O God, you have so greatly loved us, long sought us, and mercifully redeemed us. Give us grace that in everything we may yield ourselves fully as meaningful witness to a world seeking peace, equality, and the joy of your presence. May God bless this time of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, now and forever. Amen.
Our Old Testament reading is Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For God has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in God's holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully. The one will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek God, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord is the King of glory.
Mm-hmm. Shall we pray? Great is your name, O Lord, and greatly to be praised. Our Father in heaven, we praise your name because you are the Creator. You are the Redeemer. You are the Potter, and we are just like clay in your hands. Father, we praise your name for the gift of life and also for the gift of those people in our community. We praise you for the joy, for the blessing of sharing the same time and the same space together. Show thy loving kindness, O Lord, to all in our community who stand in need of thy help. Be with those who are weak and helpless. Make them strong, O Father, and be with those who are strong and make them gentle. Cheer those who are lonely with thy company and grant to all of us wisdom and courage from above. We pray for those, O Father, who are sick at this moment, that you help them, so that they might place themselves in thy hand in loving trust, so that thy healing hands may touch them and make them whole. We specifically remember Dr. Luke Smith, who is now back from the hospital and at home. We also remember Dr. Hedden's wife, and we remember Wayne Thornton's father, who recently had a heart attack. We also remember Scott Harrison's grandfather, O Lord, and also a student, Cecilia Carton. We pray for Cecilia Helsley and her father at this time. Be with all of these people, and to all of those that we do not mention by names. Father, we pray that you bless them in a very special way and make them able and ready to do your will. We remember those who are suffering from diseases for which at this present moment there is no cure. Give them victory of trust and hope, we pray, that they may never lose their faith in thy loving purpose. Grant thy wisdom to all who are working to discover the causes and the medicine to cure these diseases. And let us realize that through thee all things are possible. We remember all the members of our seminary family who have recently buried their loved ones. We remember Dr. James Blackmore because of the death of his brother. We also remember, O Lord, Felix Jackson for the death of our father, and also Scott Harrison. Grant thy comfort to them, we pray, and let them feel the gentle touch of your care. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that neither death nor life, things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your loving kindness. We pray for those who are lost and who do not know you. Others are even very, very difficult to reach because of spiritual blindness. We pray that thou reveal thyself to them not by outward signs and mighty works, but in the quiet solitude of their hearts and by thy still and gentle voice. We beseech thee that you give them ears that will listen and the hearts that we obey. We rejoice at this time for the birth of Joshua Keith, of Vicky Elizabeth, of Sarah Elizabeth, and Lara Rebecca. Let these children grow, O Lord, in the knowledge of your Son and our Savior. Those in our community who are lonely and afraid at this point, we pray that you dispel all fear and bring all of us to love you with all our hearts and with all our minds. And as we journey through this life, let our lives glorify your holy name. Guide us, we pray. Protect us. And let everything that we do as we walk through this life show all the world that we belong to you. Guide us through this day. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Go now in peace and carry with you the blessing of God, our Creator, Christ our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit our Sustainer. May his marks be upon all of your life. May his joy be deep in your heart. May your ways with your fellow man be in accord with his holy love. Go in peace and take the blessing of God with you. Amen.
Thursday, January 22nd, 1987, Dr. Fred Grissom.
And Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my load is light." Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the blessings of life, the fellowship of friends, the companionship of these who worship. We come from our work for a time of refreshment, for a time of looking up, for a time to listen. We pray for the guidance of your Spirit upon us and those who lead our worship in song and in proclamation. We pray for those of our community who this day are in special grief. Grant them the presence of your Spirit, the encouragement, the love of friends, and that silent hope which is able to lead us into the future. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.